back to Fox Chapel as we get set for the start of the second half. The Knock Knights and the South Park Eagles will be the same starters on the floor for both teams. For the Eagles, Graham, Tudich, Ferenczi, Rongos, and Lindsay. For the Knock Knights, Schreckengas, Scheidt, Frazier, Sanks, and McKee. Knock leads 32-15. They've got the ball to start the third quarter. Leading scorer in the game, Scott Frazier for the Knock Knights with 16. Hunter Lindsay, 9 for the Eagles. McKee on the feed, takes it to the basket, leaves it short. Rebound, though, comes down to Ferenczi. And South Park with the ball back the other way. And Brady sort of slipped and tripped as he went through the line there. And a block on McKee. He sort of knocks down Lindsay on his way to the basket. Second foul on Brady McKee. It's on the floor. And so the Eagles did inbound left side of their own hoop, down 32-15. Graham looking to get the ball in, dumps it to Tudich, knocked away by Frazier, but it comes to Rongos. And here's a knock away by McKee. He dives into the lane, kicks it across. They dump it off to Sanks. Sanks goes in, misses the layup, but Frazier's there to clean it up. Good job by Scott Frazier to follow the play and knock off the steal, gets the bucket. Boy, sometimes when you see a guy going all alone, you're sort of content to just sort of let him go. But Frazier, not that way. He followed the ball and gets the bucket. Tudich tries to come in on Frazier. Shut off at the low post. Back up top it comes. Graham with it on the left wing to Rongos. Rongos sees some room across the middle, comes to the foul line and pulls back. Lindsay up top. He's got the only three. Ferenczi now goes against Scheidt to the baseline. Nothing there. And they go to the corner. Tudich. Tudich moves left. Takes a shot. And gets it off the side. No good. Gets his own rebound. Ball comes free to Frazier, though. Frazier with Schreckengast ahead. Goes bounce pass to Schreck. And Schreck's fouled along the baseline by Aiden Rongos, his first. That should be on the floor as well. And so Knock will get the ball right side of their own hoop. Ryan Lang in. Julian Sanks down with 6:35 to go in the third. The Knights up 34-15. Scheidt looks for the inbound. Comes into Lang in the corner for three. Ryan Lang's three goes off, no good. The rebound tipped away by Scheidt. Comes out to Schreckengast. He'll try a three. That one doesn't go. The rebound to Graham underneath. So two more three-point misses for the Knock Knights. And Ferenczi with the ball gets it off to Rongos. His drive to the basket is up and good. Aiden Rongos now four in the game for the Eagles. Frazier far side comes up to Lang. Swings it around to Schreckengast. Goes low post to McKee. McKee backs in against Lindsay. Puts it up over the top of the basket. But Frazier comes through again and picks up the miss and puts it back up and in. 20 in the game for Scott Frazier. His career high, 25, I think. Or no, 33. Here's Lindsay with a drive. Bounces off of McKee. Puts it up and in for two. He's got 11 in the game. Frazier on the far wing. Right side it comes down to Schreckengast. Schreck tries to go in. Has the ball knocked away from him. Gets it off to Ryan Lang. Lang with a nice feed into the middle. Schreck from the corner for three. Doesn't go. Knock with another miss. And South Park looking to cut further into the Knock lead. Rongos up top. Lindsay. Ferenczi on the left wing. Goes across the middle. Kicks to the corner. Tudich now. Baseline runner. Can't get it in. And back to Ferenczi at the corner for three. Doesn't go. Schreckengast has position. Puts the pass in and then misses it. But then it comes back across the middle to Ryan Lang. Lang goes to the basket, lays it up and in for two. 38-19. Knock in the lead. 4:35 to go here in the third quarter. There's a drive and a fade off by Rongos. No good. Lang with a rebound. He wheels and deals back the other way. Up top it comes to Scheidt. Jake will set things up. Jake, the only starter without a point, although now they go to feed inside for him. He's all by himself for so long. took a long time to get the shot off, and then all of a sudden four blue jerseys on him, and they blocked the shot, but Ryan Lang comes away with the ball. Frazier, Schreckengast outside, swings it around to McKee. In the middle it comes to Schreck in the paint. Schreck with a turnaround floater, misses it. And the rebound to Rongas for South Park. Rongas on the right wing now. Works back towards the middle. Drops it for Ferenczi. He and Rongas sort of play catch out there. Dump it off to Lindsay. Three-pointer from him. In and out, no good. Rebound to Frazier. Scott Frazier on the run. Frazier drops it for Schreckengast. Outside to Scheidnock, sets up the offense. Scheidel drop it for Schreckengast up on the high post. He'll come back around to Brady McKee. Scheid on the wing, looks to feed it in, comes back up to Frazier. He's got the open three look and gets it. Scott Frazier for three. 23 in the game for the Knox Knights leading scorer. 3:06 to go in the third. Timeout South Park. 41-19 Knox. We'll be back right after this 30-second timeout.
What is your teenager doing this weekend? I'm District Attorney Rich Golding with a message about drug and alcohol abuse. Each year, students are exposed to new people and experiences. Opportunities present for them to be influenced to experiment with drugs or alcohol. Communication and knowledge about the effects of drugs and alcohol have many misconceptions in the minds of teens. Families think it can't happen to them, but it can. Talk and ask questions. What teens don't know can hurt them for a very long time. For more information, call 724-284-5114.
And welcome back here to Fox Chapel. Scott Briggs with you on WISR. Winner of this game to take on Quaker Valley on Saturday. And if the Knox Knights hang on here and win, it'll be a rematch with the Quakers. That game again Saturday. Place and time to be determined. North Allegheny, perhaps. North Hills, perhaps. 41-19 Knox, 3:06 to go here in the third. South Park with the basketball. Hunter Lindsay, the leading scorer for the Eagles with 11. And nobody else has more than four. Of course, Scott Frazier leading the way with Knox, and everybody else kind of quiet tonight. I think they aren't going to be able to do that if they move on. Ferenczi with the ball outside, guarded closely by Brady McKee. Comes around McKee into the paint, puts up a soft balance shot, and gets it to fall. Luke Ferenczi with his first points of the game. Walk with Frazier with the ball off the right side to Schreckengast. Drops it for Lang. Lang to the foul line to McKee. McKee has it poked out of his hands and into the hands of Keith Hutton. So South Park with the ball now. Lindsay way outside. Gets it off to Tutich. Tutich with a drive. Takes the jumper from the elbow. No good. Rebound comes down to McKee. He drops it for Scheiden. Knock back the other way. In the corner, Frazier goes baseline. Frazier with a nice runner. Puts it up and in. 25 in the game for Frazier. Lindsay goes left wing. Gets it to Belisario. Belisario with a drive. His floater is up no good, but he's fouled on the way in. And he'll go to the line to shoot two. Only the second time someone from South Park's going to the line tonight. And Trek picks up his second foul. Really nobody on either team with more than two fouls. Not a lot of whistles in this one for fouls. Belisario at the line looking for his first points in tonight's game. The right-hander launches the first one and gets it. 43-22. Adam Pajuzic on the floor for Knox for his first appearance in tonight's game. Usually see Adam a little sooner than this. Ron McNabb going with six through the first half. And Belisario's second one bounces off no good. Rebound to Julian Sanks. And Lang across the timeline. Drops it for Sanks across the top to Bajuzic. Back to Sanks. Back to Bajuzic. In the middle of McKee. McKee drops to Lang. Lang with a move inside. Now out to the far side to Sanks. Julian tries to come in, shut off there. Lang now with a take. Lang underneath, and the runner by Lang. He just sort of ran under everybody and lays it up and in. Seven in the game for the Nock freshman. And that pretty much makes him the highest scoring freshman in school history. Here's a three-pointer by Belisario. Second three of the game for South Park. 45-25, one to go here in the third quarter. Knock in the lead. Majuzik to Sanks. Right side. Frazier, he thought about the three, but then dumps it into the middle to McKee. He goes back to Frazier. Frazier steps in, back outside to Lang. Down to 40 seconds. Lang sees a lane down the middle, goes in, and he's fouled. Orion sees the opening, and he took it. And he'll go to the line to shoot two. Luke Ferenczi with a foul. That's his first. Team's second. Only two fouls for each team here in the game. And Lang gets the first one. Ryan, 87% free throw shooter, is the best free throw shooter on the team. And again, he surpasses Aaron Foe's freshman mark of points. And Lang misses the second one. It goes down and in and rolls back out. Belisario in the middle to Lindsay. Lindsay goes underneath Hutton for the easy two. Nice little give and go there by the Eagles. And Hutton gets the easy two. 17 seconds to go here in the third. Knock with the basketball will work for the final shot. Pajuzic looking inside for Frazier. Comes back outside to Lang with eight. Lang drives corner. Schreckengoss for three. Come on, Jared. There it is. Schreck hits the three at the buzzer. And the Knock Knights head to the locker room, leading 49-27. We'll be back with fourth quarter action here from Fox Chapel right after these messages.
Butler Health System's Faster Care locations offer flu shots and urgent care treatments for minor illnesses, injuries, sprains, and more. Located at Butler Commons in Butler, Franklin Village Mall in Katanning, Malone Road in Sarver, and Innovation Drive in Slippery Rock. BHS Faster Care offers walk-in physicals for school, sports, work, and more. Faster Care, caring at the speed of your life. Visit bhsfastercare.org. Most insurance is accepted, including UPMC and Highmark.
The Butler Transit Authority congratulates the Nock High School boys basketball team and coaches on their great season. Your team accomplishments of working towards a mutual goal will help prepare you for life's challenges. Each team member's individual commitment to the group effort is truly what makes a team work. Working towards the common vision and focus of winning each game on the way to a championship. The Butler Transit Authority salutes the Nock High School team for their efforts and wishes them well on their quest for a championship.
Welcome back here to Fox Chapel. The Nock Knights outscoring South Park 17-12 in that third quarter. They lead 49-27 as we go to the fourth. And the Knights just 8 minutes away from moving on in the WPIL playoffs to take on the Quaker Valley Quakers. Again, that's a rematch from a game earlier this season that the Knights did not do well in. Hutton on the right wing with it, working against Julian Sanks. Up top it comes, left wing it goes. Rongos gets it off to Tudich in the paint. Tudich with a turnaround fadeaway gets it for two. Santino Tudich with six in the game for South Park. Frazier left wing for Knock. Sanks comes up top. He's got the ball. Swings it around the right to Scheidt. Had Frazier underneath for a second, but it decided not to go there. Jumper from the foul line for Lang is up and no good. And then a tie-up as Lang ties up Ferenczi with the basketball, and Nock will keep it here. Knights inbound right side of their own hoop. Ryan Lang dumps it into Frazier at the high post. Frazier turnaround move, shot, draws the foul, and Frazier to the line again for a pair. Scott is 4 of 6 from the foul line tonight. 25 points in the game for the Nock Knight junior forward. And all these Knights are juniors with the exception of Julian Sanks is a senior. Ryan Lang is a freshman. So most of these guys coming back next year, except Sanks, the only one that won't be back. Frazier's second shot is up, and that's no good. And ball comes free and then out of bounds off of South Park, and Knock will keep it. I'm going to say off of South Park, and the officials will discuss it. See if they change it. They do. They give it to South Park. So to get the play right. And the Eagles now down 20, 49 to 29, 7:15 to go here in the game. Need to go on a run here to get back in it. Rongos with the ball on the right wing, drives to the basket. His layup high off the glass, good. Aiden Rongos. And a 4-0 run to start the fourth quarter for South Park. Again, Knock working against that zone. Well, now they've switched to a man defense. Lang, far side, Schreckengost. 3 second violation against Knock. Well, Knock getting a little bit sloppy here in the fourth quarter. Lang goes out and Scheidt back in. And Sanks sits. And Bajuzic stays in. Rongos down the right wing for South Park. Rongos to the top, comes around, kicks it outside to Tudich. Tudich looks off the three, back to Rongos. He'll shoot a long-range three, off the back, no good. Good solid rebound by Frazier, and Scott Frazier on the run. Frazier outside Scheidt. Scheidt with a drive to the basket. His layup, a nice floater by Jake Scheidt, and he gets his first points of the game here with 6:20 to play. And the Knights with a 20-point lead. Tudich, far side it goes to Rongos. Rongos drives to the basket, and then a foul will be called against Knock. A little bit of a push, and that's Adam Bajuzic with his first foul. And South Park with the ball, right side of their hoop, down 20, 6:09 to go. Tudich with the ball, baseline, boy, wide open. Knock just, both guys came off of the defender, and Tudich had the easy lay-in. Too easy there if you're an Knock defender. McKee with the ball outside, drops it to Scheidt. Scheidt, far side, Schreckengost. Schreckengost drive to the corner, Bajuzic. He loses the ball, but comes back outside to Scheidt. Jake in, back out. A little shake and bake there. Scheidt tries to go in around Hutton, can't do it. Comes back up top to Frazier. Frazier, far side, Schreckengost. Knock now, you're being very patient with the ball. Schreckengost goes in, turnaround floater, up no good, rebound battle for it. Frazier puts it off of one of the South Park Eagles out of bounds, and Knock will keep the ball. Luke Ferenczi back into the ball game. Hutton sits down, and Knock will inbound right side of their own hoop. 5:27 to go, up 51-33. Into Schreckengost, up to Bajuzic. Scheidt curls around the top, back across to Frazier. Frazier at the foul line, outside to Bajuzic, up to Scheidt for three. Scheidt's three doesn't go. The Knock Knights, again, miserable from three-point range tonight. It's not a good sign. Tudich to Belisario. Belisario with a dump inside to Lindsay. His drive up and off the top, no good. Rebound down to Schreckengost. Three Knock Knights there to try for that rebound, and Jared ends up with it. Jake Scheidt to pull it back outside. 4:50 to go. Frazier with the ball along the Schreckengost. Dump inside for Scheidt for the easy two around the back door, and Jake Scheidt with all four of Knock's points here in the fourth quarter. Tudich right wing, it goes to Rongos. Rongos again with a drive, pulled back out. Lindsay across the top, Ferenczi, Tudich. Tudich in the left wing, comes in, then back out, knocked away, ball loose, turns around, throws one up, doesn't go, rebound comes down to Scheidt. Knock on the run, Scheidt dumps it under to Brady McKee, McKee goes in and he's fouled on the shot. And Brady McKee to shoot two. When Knock on the run, they love that transition game. And Brady McKee at the line to shoot two. McKee is 60% free throw shooter, so chances are he gets one of these two. And Cole Lassinger getting ready to come in for the Nauk Knights. McKee gets his first 7 in the game for the Nauk Junior. And that is who Cole Lassinger will replace. Another one of those Nauk Juniors. One of those football players, along with Schreckengast and Frazier. And McKee gets the second. And that'll bring Cole Lassinger in. Good to give Lassinger some time, and a timeout taken. With 4:13 to go, the Nauk Knights leading 55-33. We'll be back to Fox Chapel right after this timeout.
The law offices of Dillon, McCandless, King, Coulter, and Graham offer a comprehensive range of services in civil law, litigation, corporate, labor, real estate, zoning and land use, personal injury, and municipal and school law. With offices in Butler and Cranberry, their attorneys strive to provide clients with exemplary service, meeting all of your legal needs. Call Dillon, McCandless, King, Coulter, and Graham, 724-283-2200, or visit dmkcg.com.
Well, welcome back here to Fox Chapel, where the Nauk Knights leading in this one have led all but the first couple minutes of this game. Other games, Ringgold leading Freeport in the fourth, 66-44. And at last check, it was Uniontown over Beaver, 37-23. So those games going as seeded. So if that... Uniontown wins, they'll advance against the winner of Highlands and Bell Vernon, and Ringgold will advance against Newcastle. Nauk with a win here tonight will advance against Quaker Valley. Nauk goes to a 1-3-1 zone, and South Park launches a 3, no good, and back come the Knights. At 1-3-1, they put Cole Lassinger in the middle, and you just can't move Cole around. And the ball knocked out, try to go baseline pass to Cole. And it's knocked away from him out of bounds. So Nauk will inbound underneath their basket. 3:55 to go. They lead 55-33. Led 32-15 at the half. And the inbound again knocked away. Nauk led 13-8 after one. 32-15 at the half after outscoring the Eels 19-7 in the second. Third quarter a little closer, 49-27, and now 55-33. Both teams with 6 points in the fourth quarter. Scheidt goes underneath to Frazier, who's got more points. 27 for Scott Frazier. And the Knights up 57-33. That 1-3-1 with Lassinger right in the middle. Corner three by Belisario, no good. The rebound comes down to Bajuzic. And Adam will work across the middle. Come around the right to Schreckengast. Up top to Scheidt. 3:26 to play. Schreckengast high post. Off to Scheidt. Jake in and then back out again. Cross over to Frazier on the far side. Frazier way outside, just waiting. Drops it for Scheidt. And South Park in a man defense. Frazier on the wing. Up top it comes to Lassinger. Swings it around to Scheidt underneath to Schreckengast in the paint. Around two guys, goes up and under. Ball comes free. Schreck gets the rebound, but then it's knocked away by Belisario, and he loses it out of bounds, and Nauk will keep it that end. Boy, Jared just gets in there. Too many blue shirts around to really try and do anything. Just sort of got to get out of there. 2:54 to go, 57-33. Sanks back in, Lang in, Scheidt and Bajuzic out. Ron McNabb will keep his starters out there as long as he can tonight because they need the work. It's been a week plus that they played a game, and they need to play as much as they can. In the corner, Frazier goes underneath to Schreckengast. In the paint again, three guys. Schreck goes in, puts it up, and draws a foul. Three guys around him. And Schreckengast with 7 points in the game will line up at the foul line. Belisario with a foul. That's only the third team or the fifth team foul against the Eagles in the second half. And Trek gets the first one. on the season, shooting just about 60%, now probably a little over 60%. And South Park with another timeout. 2:49 to go. And the Knock Knights will take on the Quaker Valley Quakers after, if they hang on here in the last 2:49, it would be a miracle if South Park was able to come back. A Knock with a rematch against Quaker Valley, and that should be coming up this Saturday. In fact, we know it's this Saturday. We just don't know the time or the place. WPI will probably announce that tomorrow. Knock lost to Quaker Valley 68-53 in that game. Knights started out cold as ice from three-point range. Well, 21-8 after the first quarter, and then just never really recovered. So Schreck back at the line for his second shot. And of course, we'll have all the action for you here on WISR and the Trib Live High School Sports Network, where you can hear all of the WPIL playoff games. Schreckengoss' second one is good. 59-33 Knock, 2:45 to go. Tudich up top. Knock playing that zone. Tudich left side to Graham. Graham sees an opening, goes to the low post. His shot partially blocked by Lassinger, and Sanks comes down with it. Julian far wing to Frazier. Tried to get it into Cole here. Sanks with a long range three, and that's sort of an air ball, and it comes down to Graham. Knock again, another miss from 3-point range. Lindsay pulls it back outside for South Park. Goes in, loses the ball, and it comes to Lang. And Lang loses the ball, but gathers it back in with under two to play. Ryan Lang dribbling the ball at the center circle with the Fox there for the Fox Chapel Foxes. Far side Lang. Back up top to Frazier. That Lindsay times that pass perfectly. Goes in, misses the layup. Lang's got the rebound and knocked back the other way. Far side Sanks. He'll take another three-point attempt, and he gets it. Julian Sanks looked like Hunter Lindsay wanted to go in and dunk and just lost the ball on the way up. Another three-pointer by South Park is no good. Now out of bounds it goes. 1:19 to go, 62-33. Knock 5 of 15 from three-point range. Got to be a little bit better than 33%. 1:15 to go. Knock with a basketball. Starters for both teams still on the floor. Seniors for South Park. Belisario, Tudich, and Lindsay. Lindsay's got the ball. Gets it ahead on the far wing. Teron Goss. 53 seconds to go. Lindsay will launch another three-pointer. That's no good. Rebound to Sanks. Perfect position by Julian. And Knock now will just try to burn the game out with 43 seconds to go. Lang will dribble up top. Down to 37. The Knock Knights moving on in the WPIL playoffs. Taking on the Quaker Valley Quakers Saturday afternoon. Most likely. I would guess it's a 1 o'clock, 3 o'clock kind of a game. So the Knock Knights come in here and take care of South Park. The Eagles got out to the early lead, but then Knock took charge, as they usually do. And with a big second quarter, they get the lead and hang on to it. And we're still dribbling the ball. Try to get Tyler Buderbaugh in the game, but they can't get him in. And we'll get down to zero. And the Knock Knights, with a 62-33 win over South Park, move on in the WPIAL playoffs. We'll be back to recap tonight's Knock victory right after these messages.